It's time for an edition of A Moment of Science we like to call Never Thought to Ask. Our question for the day is, what makes tape sticky?
I never thought to ask that, Don.
Of course, Niall. But it turns out the question is stickier than you might imagine.
Oh, Don, you're so clever.
Thanks. You know, being able to produce tape that works isn't the same as understanding the basic physics involved. But several years ago, two physicists from France named Gay and Liebler believed they had come up with an answer.
Do tell.
Bubbles.
Bubbles?
Yes, bubbles. It turns out that if you view the surface of a piece of tape with a powerful microscope, it isn't flat at all. In fact, it has peaks and valleys invisible to the naked eye.
So?
So when that surface is pressed down, pockets of air are trapped between the tape and whatever it's touching. Those air pockets work like a million tiny suction cups.
How so?
To pull the surface away again, you'd have to stretch those air pockets. Because they're sealed off and no air can get in, the air pressure inside each bubble will decrease as its size increases. That means the greater air pressure in the room is trying to push that tape back down and keeping it stuck. With enough force, though, you can cause a break that allows air to rush in under the tape, and that's when the tape tears away.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. Once again, our web address is amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.